protesters awaiting Supreme Court decisions. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Demonstrations continue today outside the nation's high court as another day passed without a ruling on whether a majority of justices will overturn Roe v. Wade abortion rights. A leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court indicates the conservative majority is likely to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. The court today did strike down a state law in Maine that restricted taxpayer-funded tuition for children attending religious schools. In addition to the expected abortion ruling, the high court has about a dozen cases it's considering before ending its current term, including one targeting restrictions on carrying handguns. The Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled the mayor of Minneapolis has not met a legal duty to hire more police officers or demonstrate why he hasn't done so. Today's state high court ruling said the city must staff the department with at least 731 officers. Hundreds of officers left the job in the wake of riots and charges filed following the death of George Floyd during an arrest in May of 2020. The House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the Capitol holding another hearing this afternoon with a focus on pressure applied to state elections officials to overturn the results of the last presidential election.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and Arizona's Republican State House Speaker Rusty Bowers will testify for the Select Committee today, detailing calls from former President Trump and members of his legal team to reject ballots and send in alternate slates of electors in states won by President Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The State Department has now confirmed another American fighting for Ukraine has been killed. Officials telling Fox News Stephen Zabielski was killed on May 15th in the southern part of Ukraine. U.S. officials urge Americans not to go to the country. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
We're learning more about the police response to the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
Previously, officials said law enforcement is waiting for tactical gear before taking out the Robb Elementary School shooter. However, documents reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman indicate multiple officers were inside the school armed with rifles and a ballistic shield, but they didn't breach a classroom door and take down the gunman for nearly an hour. As the firepower arrived at the scene, some officers were questioning the plan. A special agent from the Texas Department of Safety arrived about 20 minutes after the shooting started and was told it was unclear if there were any children in the classrooms. 19 children and two adults were killed. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A U.S. Navy warship has fired a warning flare to wave off an Iranian Revolutionary Guard speedboat coming straight at it during an encounter in the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday's incident comes as tensions remain high over stalled negotiations over Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. Rising prices have prompted some people to exchange blood plasma for gas money.
People are getting creative across the nation, looking for ways to raise money to pay for gas and other consumer goods. So donations at blood centers are up. Dr. Jennifer Haynes is with CSL Plasma.
We are seeing our number and our collections go up a lot right now.
Sean Estes is among those selling blood.
It definitely helps because of the gas does definitely been going up and up and up.
Haynes says it's an opportunity to make enough money to get by because a person can donate plasma up to two times a week. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A Native American has been nominated to be U.S. Treasurer, an historic first. President Biden's nomination of Marilyn Malerba comes as his administration establishes an Office of Tribal and Native Affairs at the Treasury Department. Those duties include oversight of the U.S. Mint, and his or her signature appears on U.S. currency. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.